part of our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times. We say good morning on this Friday to Daryl Sanders.
Daryl, how you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning, guys.
Hey there.
Well, are we reopening the way we should?
I think we're probably doing a responsible way of doing that. I think the county government and the city government's following pretty much the governor's lead, so I'm hopeful that we're on the right path.
Daryl, what do we need to be looking for over the next couple weeks? Just paying attention to what our local officials say and trying to do this responsibly, as we say?
Yeah, I think if people would listen to the guidelines that the county and city government puts out, if they would follow those, it would be a far better turnout for us. As far as I have noticed that a lot more people are starting to wear masks, and I appreciate that. I was in Schultz the other day, and I think everybody in there had masks on, including the employees. So I don't get out much. I stay home like I'm supposed to, but other than come to work once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working from home also. So,
mm-hmm.
But I'm really pleased with the response from the people in Clinton County.
Daryl, do we have enough personal protective equipment and masks for everybody in case that becomes a mandatory thing for everybody to have?
No, I don't think so, Ken, because I've had a hard time getting PPE for law enforcement and fire. The state was supposed to have a stockpile, and apparently they failed to do that. So we finally got a shipment in 2 days ago, enough to give EMS. We gave masks to EMS, the local fire departments, and law enforcement. We're also giving some to the city building, the courthouse, and county highway. So we have a limited amount. We only got like 3,000 masks in. We got some rubber gloves in, and we also got some hand sanitizer that we're trying to distribute out and make sure everybody at least has something that they can. But I think it will pick up later on as they get more and more in their stockpile. But I think we got caught behind the eight ball by not having some supplies in stock.
Okay. Now, what do people do who are supposed to have this, you know, the protective equipment and the masks, to enter stores or enter retail or wherever? What are people supposed to do if they don't have that? And where are you going to go get it?
I'll tell you the truth, that's not in my realm of authority. That's more with the health department. But I know I see several people online selling masks and sanitizers and everything else in the private sector. I guess if you don't have any, that might be a place where you can get access to some.
I just wonder what's going to happen if people, you know, have not been able to get them and you don't know really where to go get them. And, you know, if you want to go someplace and they say you can't come in unless you have a mask, that to me is wrong. I'm just sorry. It's just wrong. That's straight out the way I feel.
Well, I think that the more protective you are, you can go as far as just putting a scarf around your face or a bandana would suffice. It doesn't have to be a medical mask. So there's different ways that you can find out what to use. Other than a surgical mask,
How much longer do you think we're going to be in this situation? I mean, you know, this thing goes to the 24th of May. Do you think we'll be able to do a lot better by then, or do you have the sneaky suspicion we may be heading back the wrong way a little bit at times?
Well, my job is to plan for the worst, so I don't think this is over by any means, and I think the more people refuse to take it serious, the worse the problem's going to get. So I just wish that, or I hope that people will keep in mind that this is a serious event, and it could turn worse in a week. Mm-hmm. You know, we're up to 75 deaths in our county.
Right. That's cases, yeah.
Well, you know, if you, like for instance, if you go to Cass County, they've got 1,469 cases and two deaths, but they've tested just about 3,000 people.
Right.
And in Clinton County, we've only tested 600. So
right.
It seems that the more they test, the more cases they find. So
yeah,
I think it's out there, Ken. It's just a matter of finding where it's at, you know?
Yeah, you know, it seems like this week we've been averaging about one out of every five people. It seems like are testing positive for whatever, you know. I think that's what the numbers boil down to. I've got my sheet here somewhere.
Yeah, you'd had it where it doubled in the last week.
It's doubled this week,
County.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we had 17 new cases over the weekend. So, and of course, the health department's doing a fantastic job in Clinton County. The nice thing about Clinton County is the members we have activated in our emergency plan are all on the same page. There's no fight for who's more important. We're all working on one goal, and that is to make the citizens of Clinton County safe. So. I'm really pleased with that.
Okay. Daryl, you got anything else, or is there anything you want to bring up that we haven't talked about?
No, I just think the people of Clinton County need to remember that this is a serious event, and the more they can take care of themselves, and the older folks like me need to stay home. So I'd love to see it get back to work and get the economy rolling, but I think it's going to be a metered event, so... that's all I have.
I'll tell you what, if you consider yourself old, I must be ancient, because I think I'm younger or older than you are. So
I'm 69.
Oh, okay. Well, then you got me a couple of years ahead. But I was getting close to you. So, hey, you have a great weekend. Good job, and we will catch you a little bit further down the line, okay?
Hey, thanks, WLO, for what you're doing. I appreciate it, guys. Enjoy your day.